mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Here we are, and we're live. Well, I jumped in this seat right on time. We'll be live here for the next 3 hours, and I'm your host, Alex Jones. We've got two great guests coming up today. Of course, he normally joins us once a week. Paul Joseph Watson will be on with us. And we'll talk to a former New York detective who discovered and investigated and was on a state board the shadowy nightmare underworld of these government-controlled white slavery rings. So you don't want to miss that coming up in the second hour with Jim Rothstein. I heard him on the Jack Blood Show last week, and I've heard Mr. Rothstein interviewed before, and just powerful information dovetails with what Senator John DeCamp was talking about here on the broadcast just a couple days ago on Monday, along with the other guests that we were talking to. But before we get to all of that news, interesting article out of the Associated Press yesterday. White House defends video news releases. Remember last year it came out when Bush was pushing his Medicare, Medicaid prescription drug plan for seniors that they'd spent $76 million? $76 million. Dollars just on one fake news release package. They didn't just send these video news releases out to the local networks, local TV stations. They paid them to run them. Well, now it comes out that it's over $240 million that they've spent on other types of these little fake news releases. And the GAO, the General Accounting Office, which is the investigative arm of Congress, told them that it was illegal and covert propaganda, but it doesn't matter. Bush and his new attorney general, Alberto Gonzalez, say they're above the law, and Gonzalez has released a ruling saying no, they're allowed to do it and not tell the public that it's fake newscast. So this is the level of propaganda and brainwashing that we're dealing with, and I want to talk about it with you, the listeners, today. Also, I have reports here out of USA Today yesterday. Fictional 24 brings real issue of torture home. TV heroes' tactics debated in world after Abu Ghraib. And they actually say it's good. The show is fighting torture. Of course, that's the complete opposite of what's really going on. These shows are paid off by the government. That's admitted. They're, quote, advised by Homeland Security, all these different shows, CSI Miami, Threat Matrix 24, MI6, all these different programs. And it's all the same script, just the names of the characters are changed. On many of the programs, they torture children to make their parents answer questions. But Amnesty International says it's good. Now, they've always been a controlled arm, so we will go over this propaganda as well. And the New York Times is reporting U.S. report lists possibilities for terrorist attacks and likely death toll, likely targets. It's a lengthy article, but I do want to go over that with you. And the Pentagon is saying the anthrax alert of the last 2 days proved to be false. Well, then why did two different military post offices or mail rooms have alerts? Sounds like a staged event to me. We've certainly caught them releasing fake terror alerts in the past. Also, the government wants your information, and so do the thieves. An article out of Maine Today detailing, chronicling, how in this age of Big Brother, it actually makes the identity thieves very happy campers, happy hunters, and the happy hunting ground of the digital age. PrisonPlanet.tv and Infowars.com are the websites. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
We've all heard about the benefits of infrared light therapy, but never have we heard of anything as amazing as this. Diamedics, the leading authority on polychromatic infrared diode therapy in the U.S., now offers its patented Painex 2000 to the public. The Painex 2000 uses the same technology NASA uses aboard the space shuttle and the same technology used by the Navy SEALs. Now it's available to you. The Painex 2000 is FDA cleared for joint aches and pains, increases circulation, and relaxes those achy muscles. Diamedics is literally written the book on polychromatic infrared diode therapy. Using 5 different wavelengths in the Painex 2000 has made it the most advanced infrared light therapy product on the market today. With over 12 different models to choose from, there's a Painex 2000 device for everyone. Visit Diamedics.com. That's Diomedics.com. Or get your free catalog today by calling toll-free 888-972-4699. Again, your free catalog, toll-free 888-972-4699.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us. It is Wednesday, the 16th day of March, 2005. We got 2 hours and 51 minutes, 10 seconds spanning out before us. Paul Watson with his news report, as he joins us once a week, will be with us in about 22 minutes. And then we have a former New York detective who was also on a governor's state board investigating the government-run white slavery rings. That's what it led back to. So coming up later, you will hear, of course, Paul Watson and then the detective Jim Rothstein. Believe me, you do not want to miss this important information. But I want to plunge into this first. And there's so many examples of this, so much background to this. I talk more and more about this on the broadcast. I've been discussing it for years and years and years, long before anybody else was talking about it. I mean, it was very rarely discussed, and I watched it develop with horror during Bill Clinton's tutelage when he was the head puppet in chief. It got really bad under Clinton. I knew from hearings back in the 70s that it had been going on back into the 30s with programs like Reefer Madness, paid for by the government, paid for by the big cartels that brought in publicly the opium and cocaine and then manufactured it and turned the opium into heroin. They didn't like the fact that competition was undercutting them and the price was being driven down, and they just lost a prohibition, which the alcohol producers themselves had actually lobbied for and then already prepositioned themselves in Canada and other areas to then roughly increase the price of alcohol tenfold. But people had gotten wise to that scam, and so they had struck down that particular constitutional amendment. And so they needed to make something illegal. They made narcotics illegal, heroin, cocaine, and other things that were sold over the counter, and then jacked up the prices massively, helped corrupt the police and re-energize their organized crime syndicates with that new black market funding mechanism. And that's simply what happened. You're going, what does this have to do with media controlled by government? Well, Reefer Madness and a string of other films were produced, westerns, you name it, where it would show the cowboy who was a nice man take one hit off a marijuana cigarette and go, now let's murder people and just start murdering. Or Reefer Madness, you take one hit off of it, you're suddenly having sex orgies and murdering people and slaughtering and going to prison and just doing heart, running people down in the road, becoming a crazed, psychopathic demon like you were on PCP or something. And it was paid for by the government. And the films mirrored the several string of films that were made, you know, based in the time, based in the mid-30s, like Reefer Madness. They even, you know, the film starts with the crusader from the federal government who's a professor, and he travels around to all the PTAs in the country, and there's a menace of drugs, ladies and gentlemen, and only you, the local groups, can get involved to stop it, make it illegal in your state. Help the federal government, you know, tattle on everyone. Well, in the film, they have this character who then, after the film came out, was a real character they gave the public. So what we see is, after 9/11, they come out and say, torture is good, and the New York Times, the Washington Post, the Washington Times, torture, torture, let's get cattle prods out, let's torture people, let's kill them, let's put them in camps. And I go, wait a minute, law enforcement magazines, years before 9/11, have these exact type of basic moral games they were playing where, well, what if the terrorist has got a bomb? And he's going to blow people up, and you've tortured him, and he won't answer. What about torturing his child? Well, our expert thinks it's good. Or what if they're about to release anthrax, and they won't tell you where it's at? We've got to torture them. You know, all these examples where they get you to play these little mental mind games with yourself and go, well, I guess I would torture him, as if you're ever going to need to torture somebody in that type of situation. No, it just legitimizes torture across the board to where now, every day or two, they've got somebody chained down in a hospital bed, totally restrained, who refuses to, give them a urine sample, so they taser them. Or a young man is choking on a hamburger. The police taser him 16 times just for fun. Or police, you know, break people's arms in the real world. And it doesn't matter. They have shows, you've heard clips of it, like Boston Legal, where they break the innocent man's arm, and turns out he was innocent, but they meant well. They went ahead and broke it for a good cause. And so the jury goes, well, Alberto Gonzalez says it's okay, and Alan Dershowitz says it's okay. I mean, on TV, they're actually talking about real characters in the real world, and so this is good. And they actually said on the program, torture is as American as apple pie. We love torture. Torture is good. Remember that clip we played several times about a month ago? Torture is good. It's good. It's good. All right? So this is going on. So first they come out in mainstream media and say torture is good. Then suddenly every cop show, every drama from The Shield to Boston Legal to the final episodes of NYPD Blue, The Threat Matrix to 24 to CSI and CSI Miami and to the show Spooks and MI6 and I mean, I hardly ever watch television. Every time I turn it on in Channel Surf, they're torturing somebody. I mean, I'm not kidding. Every time I'm in a restaurant, they've got a TV on. I must have bad luck. Are you seeing this too? But I see torture on the screen. I walk into the TV station. They got TVs on. And they're torturing somebody in a torture chair. And it's good. It's just everywhere. Torture, 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 torture. And it's always the same. I don't want to do this. You're making me do this. I'm sorry. You know, it's always the good-looking CIA officer, the good-looking young lady. And she kind of gets sad as she has to kill him. All right, I'm going to full power. And the person's always, go ahead and try it. You know, they deserve it. They're like these inhuman creatures. And they're in a torture chair with lesions all over their body. And she goes, okay. Oh, he died. Doesn't matter. He gave us little clues under torture, and we stopped the nuclear bomb from going off. And then, you know, 24, oh, we've got to torture the Secretary of States or the Attorney General's son, and the Attorney General gives the order to torture his son. And his son was innocent, but still they needed to do it. And he says, well, I love my son, but I love my country more. Oh, you torture your own child. And then, in the real world, cops are tasering innocent people to get answers out of them while they're chained down in jails. Another case of it yesterday. To get answers. Oh, I'm going to torture you. All with the cops on camera. They just think it's normal. It's almost normalized now. And then we see the case a couple weeks ago. Student, high school, no criminal record, never been in trouble. He's in a English class. They say write a fiction article. He writes about a fictitious high school, not his, no names of anybody real. Zombies bust out of graves, attack the school. And he shows his grandparents, and they... I think this is a good paper for school. And they go in and call the police, and they show up and go, good job, the grandparents. And they go, we're sorry, Billy. And Billy gets taken away going, it's an article. What? And they just go, uh-huh, we had to do this. And they charge him with terrorism. And the cops are in the newspaper going, well, it is a fictitious school but with zombies, but, you know, threatening a school with zombies, they actually said is a terroristic threat. And it doesn't matter if it's fiction. Look out Stephen King. Look out Clive Barker. And folks, since I talked about this, so many people have emailed us and written this. Oh, I wrote stories in school about zombies. It seems to be a popular genre. There's been 20 films made of zombies attacking. I mean, I wrote an article in seventh grade about zombies. I got an A+. I mean, maybe I'll be arrested retroactively decades and decades later. But this is what's going on, folks, and the government is paying for it. So when we get back, White House defends video news releases, and they say, we don't care if the experts in the Congress and the law experts and the universities say that these are felonies because we're above the law. We are the executive. No, you execute the law. You do not make the law. And then I've got this huge article out of USA Today, where they laud. They go, it's wonderful. Every episode is torture, and it's so good. And see, now there's a culture war over this. And all these neocons are writing about how good it is. And Amnesty International, that always whitewashes the real level of torture and evil, oh, we think it's good. Oh, it's really good. It's not bad. Fictional 24 brings real issues of torture home. TV heroes' tactics debated in a world after Abu Ghraib. In the post-9/11 world, torture has hit the public radar. News reports about Abu Ghraib, congressional questioning of cabinet nominees, and increasingly as a featured interrogation tactic on Fox's serial thriller 24. As politicians, pundits, and the public debate extreme interrogation. See, now they just changed the term. It's not torture. It's not even abuse now. It's extreme interrogation. 24, which is enjoying a surge in critical praise and a 32% jump in viewers this season, has jumped to action. To thwart a terrorist plot, hero Jack Bauer, Kiefer Sutherland, they've been torturing for 4 seasons on there. This isn't new. To thwart a terrorist plot, hero Jack Bauer, Kiefer Sutherland, and his counter-terrorist unit have shot a suspect in the leg while interrogating him, subjected the son of the defense secretary to high-tech sensory deprivation, stun-gunned a suspect but innocent colleague, and used a lamp cord to shock information from a businessman. And then they go on to say, this is good. This is America. We'll be right back.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that has helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
I've been using Avacor now for 4 months, and it's a great product. They back everything with a money-back guarantee. It works.
My hair hasn't looked this good in over 15 years.
If you're losing your hair and haven't tried Avacor yet, how about a free month supply? We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Avacor is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair.
Even if hair loss runs in the family, Avacor can help you regrow your own natural hair. Call 1-800-548-5910. That's 1-800-548-5910. Call now for your free month supply. Call 1-800-548-5910. That's 1-800-548-5910.
To the farthest corners of the earth, explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book along with a silver dollar for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light that allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Have you ever heard of the Genocide Convention Treaty to the United Nations? Did you know that it's a direct assault upon your freedom of religion? Did you know that if you mention perverted sex acts as being wrong according to the Bible, you could be arrested and tried for causing mental harm to others? It's already law in Canada, Australia, Britain, and Sweden, where Christians are being tried and deprived of freedom of speech. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free order line number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Our operators are standing by to receive your call.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
The globalist brain scientist, that's what the Nazis called it, brain war, mind war, know the power of archetypal images and heroes, idols. And so, if you thought it was bad enough to have, just 60, 70 years ago, the heroes were scientists and explorers and people that, you know, climbed to the top of Mount Kilimanjaro, or folks who invented scuba gear, people that expanded our frontiers, academics, mathematicians, scientist. If you thought it was bad to have the heroes turned into basketball and baseball players, and if you thought it was bad to have the heroes, you know, turned into Hollywood stars, oh no. Now the new heroes, and they admit that in these New York Times and USA Today articles, the new heroes are torture men, torture technique experts in the torture chambers. Every night, every episode, they torture, they kill, they murder, and it's good. The heroes are the torture experts. Why, O'Brien from 1984 in 2005, who tortured people brutally unto the edge of death, who broke their minds, he'd be a hero. He'd walk into 2005, into the real world, and he'd be on national TV. He'd be made attorney general. He'd say the president, Big Brother, was above the law. Think about that. Huh. And this article in USA Today continues, talking about how they torture people. For 24's producers, in their fourth season of constructing a save-the-world scenario that must be completed in one day, selling you that the government's saving you every day, of course. The use of torture is about real-time drama, not politics. Sure, just admitted that you're advised by Homeland Security. It goes with the 24 concept that we need information and don't have days to break this person. Sometimes we don't even have hours, executive producer Howard Gordon says. 24's writers aren't taking a political stand. Oh, sure they're not. But they know that the real-world debate, with its pros and cons, is the public consciousness, Gordon says. The substance of an upcoming episode will hinge on whether the president allows the suspect's torture, he says. You know how that's going to end. Every episode. Outsiders have drawn connections between the real world and the fictional 24. The Council on American Islamic Relations criticized the depiction of Muslim terrorists. The New York Times column compared 24's focus on domestic terror threats to the Bush administration's focus on Iraq, and Karen Greenberg, co-editor of the torture papers, The Road to Abu Ghraib, mentioned the series in a Baltimore Sun column about U.S. torture policy. We've been talking about it for 3 years. Alistair Hoggett of Amnesty International credits 24 and A&E's MI5, which allows the British Secret Service with realistic depictions that provide a clear idea of what torture involves. They do more than educate. They desensitize. And Gordon says 24 taps into the public's fear-based wish fulfillment of having protectors such as Bauer who will do whatever is necessary to save society from harm. But it shows a dark side, too. Jack Bauer is a tragic character. He doesn't get away with it clean. He's got blood on his hands, Gordon says. In some ways, he's a necessary evil. Oh, boy. And for years, we've caught them funding these different shows, both the real-life cop shows and the dramas and the sitcoms. I mean, I've been sent tapes where you're watching Friends, and they go, it's the New World Order. Get used to it. Just out of the blue. You've all seen it. You call in almost daily talking about what you've watched on television. New World Order this, World Government that. Judging Amy, almost every episode, it's some crazy mother who thinks there's a world government. So CPS takes her child because she's some type of psychopath because you believe in a world government. I mean, it's just over and over and over. It's everywhere. And then in the real world, FEMA is having drills. If counties want money, where the school districts do a drill, where the homeschoolers attack and murder everyone in the school bus, and they get 200 of the elementary students out and put fake blood on them and fake intestines hanging out. By the way, I've been to these drills. It's in Road to Tyranny, right here in Central Texas. And they tell them the evil right-wingers have attacked you. And they brainwash hundreds of kids per episode in real life with cops running around in masks playing the part of the quote, citizens against public school. And they murder you. Of course, it isn't real, but they're simulating it everywhere. And then they simulate it on TV, and imagine being an 8-year-old child, and this is the field trip, as they get you out in the parking lot of the school and splatter blood, fake blood on you, and have fake arms blown off and fake intestines hanging out, and the homeschoolers, they're gonna get you. That is trauma-based mind control. That is incredible abuse. But you just send your children to school to have it done to them. After all, it's the government, and now they're going to have their forced psychological testing and drugging with new freedom.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bo.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bo.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I know we already have a lot of phone calls on the line. I haven't given the number out yet, but we will go to your calls before this hour ends. Then we'll have open phones 30 minutes into the next hour. Then we have a guest joining us. Paul Watson will be riding shotgun with us with our guest that is coming up. He was a New York detective and even was on the governor's board investigating the government-run white slavery rings. And we had Senator DeCamp on, along with Tom Flacco, on Monday exposing this nightmare, and that's coming up in the next hour. So with myself and Paul Watson and Jim Rothstein, this should be very, very illuminating, very revealing. We'll go to John and Robert and Ed and others that are holding as well again before this hour ends. I got a bunch of news I want to cover with Paul, and I know he's got a lot of news he wants to cover. Before we go to Paul Watson, who's waiting in the wings right now, I just want to tell you, listeners, that my new film, Martial Law 911 Rise of the Police State, by Preeminent Work, is out. And it's 2 hours, 35 minutes long, ladies and gentlemen. 2 hours, 35 minutes. It's really three films in one with another mini-documentary at the end, so really four films. 35 minutes on the latest police state developments where we're threatened to be arrested. Hover blimps, sound cannons, just total martial law, the police being just savage towards the peaceful demonstrators, being very mean to us for no reason. Just total martial law. So we show you the atmosphere that America's been turned into. Then we spend an hour on 9/11, the latest developments. I mean, it's a powerful film in and of itself. Then we look at the ideology, the philosophy of the elite. We start out by confronting David Gergen on the street of New York, and the equivalent of Karl Rove of four administrations, and ask him about the rituals at Bohemian Grove. He doesn't deny them. He blows up and gets in my face. We then get into how Bohemian Grove and Skull and Bones is part of a Germanic death cult known as the Order of Death that the Nazis were also members of. It all comes from the same root. And then we get into the Bushes and the Nazis and the Skull and Bones, Bohemian Grove connection, Arnold and the Nazis, right up to Bush's inauguration where he swears to uphold the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and we show for 10 minutes at the end how they've totally dismantled the Bill of Rights and Constitution. It's $25.95, but if you order three or more of any of the 12 films I've made, they all drop down to $19.95. That's an $18 discount on a three-tape special, $24 discount on a four-tape special, $30 discount on a five-tape special, and so on and so forth. I carry a bunch of other great videos and books and T-shirts and materials that you need to wake yourself and others up in your area. These are very effective tools. Go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order any of my films or other films via the safe, secure online shopping cart, or call toll-free to get the videos, 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And send in your mail order. And by the way, we ship it out UPS. I'm sick and tired of the Postal Service taking weeks and weeks, even when you pay for priority mail, which they do not ship when they say they will. UPS does, ladies and gentlemen. Unless so specified, that's how you get it shipped to you. Now, again, you can also go to PrisonPlanet.tv, and just briefly to tell us how folks can go to PrisonPlanet.tv and sign up to watch the film. Paul Watson, your take on martial law and just a few of the over 100 reviews we've now gotten and how people can watch it at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Well, it's as many people have said in those reviews, which are at PrisonPlanet.tv, most probably your best work to date. And people can go to PrisonPlanet.tv. There's a big banner at the top, subscribe here, click on that. It literally takes no more than 2 minutes via credit card or PayPal. $5.95 a month if you subscribe for a year. You get the equivalent of 3 months free. And as well as Martial Law, obviously, it's got all your other documentary films on. My book, your book, the major audio interviews from the Alex Jones Show, other e-books, other documentary films by other authors. So for what amounts to 15 cents a day if you subscribe for a year, it's the best deal out there.
And it's 19 cents a day if you subscribe for a month. And Paul, again, we have asked people for bad reviews. I mean, we are posting all the reviews, over 100 of them now, on PrisonPlanet.tv, and you can go to the Martial Law page on Prison Planet, and it says read reviews, and we haven't gotten, I haven't looked at it in the last few days, but as of a few days ago, no negative reviews. I mean, if you want to watch it on PrisonPlanet.tv and don't like it, tell us. I mean, have we gotten any negative reviews, Paul?
None whatsoever. The only comments are, to do with, well, you could have put this in and this. The fact is that the film's already, approaching 2 hours, 20 minutes long anyway, so it's just amazing how much you actually got in there in that time.
It's 2 hours, 35 minutes.
Yeah, so, I mean, there's a lot you could have put in there, but a lot of that is in the previous films, and it's the latest up-to-date information on the vital issues, which are 9/11 and the police state, as was very graphically seen in New York City during the convention. So basically no bad reviews. We've got something approaching 100 on the martial law page, though. You know, you don't have to believe us. Go and see what other people have said about the film.
You can also, we've not just posted the trailer and some other select clips, we're putting other longer clips of the film up for free.
Yeah, yesterday we put up the Nazi ties to the Bush family, which included an interview with John Buchanan, who was instrumental in getting mainstream newspapers like the London Guardian in September of last year to cover the facts, which are now being released, and he directed them to the actual documents out of the official government archives to prove those links, and we've put up a 10-minute segment on that, and more of those will follow in the coming days and weeks.
Because our goal is to get the word out and warn people, so Prison Planet. TV. All right, I want to go to some calls, but Paul, you've probably heard me before you came on. I'm ranting and raving about USA Today and New York Times and all these big publications lauding these torture shows where every episode they torture children, they torture women, they torture people to death. I mean, they're really trying to warp our minds, and on the heels of that, White House defends video news releases, now over $200 million worth of fake newscasts. I don't think folks realize just how serious this has gotten. Your take on that?
Well, no, people don't realize how closely intertwined Hollywood and the government are. I mean, we had that article just a week ago about how Homeland Security basically intimately tied with Hollywood on agreeing to certain plots, suggesting certain plots in new movies and series. And it does cross over into real life. I mean, the British Foreign Ambassador Jack Straw recently came out and said that MI5 and MI6 would continue to take testimony gained under torture. And Jack Straw is the same guy that assured the people in Uzbekistan, whose president likes to boil people alive, that he lost sleep over the fact that MI6 used evidence obtained from their torture. And then places
well, it's
like,
Paul, they send people to prison who follow their orders to torture and, of course, enjoyed it, too. But that's, we have the Pentagon's own documents. It was all ordered, and then the memos come out, and they get Alberto Gonzalez up in front of the Senate, and he goes, yeah, we ordered it. We can torture people up until the point they die, and if we didn't mean to kill them, it's okay. The president's above the law. So, I mean, it's all certified in plain view.
Yeah, and the guy who blew the whistle on it in Britain with the torture jets flying out to Uzbekistan, which has a 100% conviction rate from people they arrest because it's the total police state. He pointed out the torture, and the solution to that torture from the British government was to sack the ambassador who blew the whistle on it. So that's the kind of attitude they've got towards it. Because the Uzbekis want to promote the idea that Al-Qaeda has cells in Uzbekistan so they can then support the war on terror in the West and getting rid of them. So they've got their own agenda. Meanwhile, MI6 CIA continues to use the testimony from these tortured people to prop up that very illusion that
Al-Qaeda is flying American. Everywhere. They're also flying American citizens to a bunch of different countries, Saudi Arabia, Jordan, Egypt. And, I mean, that came out in the Washington Post in 2001. After 9/11, they bragged, oh, yeah, we're taking them to third-party countries, and we're torturing their children in front of them. So they've been bragging about this for a while.
Well, I mean, it's public. I mean, I know people down in London who see almost on a daily basis the white Gulfstream jet taking off to take prisoners to places like Uzbekistan and Egypt to be tortured. And it's been labeled the torture jet, so they don't even try and hide this kind of stuff. And then it goes back into the drama series like 24, as the article in USA Today pointed out, where the heroes now torture. And we've got the exact same show in Britain, which revolves around MI5, MI6, where they torture people's children to gain information. And
now, I wonder what happens next time they catch a serial killer who's torturing children. Will the serial killer come into court and go, what I'm doing is moral and good? I mean, your government does it.
Well, I mean, Rush Limbaugh said they were just blowing off steam, so, I mean, that could now become the defense for serial killers and, you know, people who torture children. So, I mean, if the government's doing it and they're the moral authority, then why shouldn't serial killers take the same stance? I mean,
and again, a lot of people go, well, we're fighting Al-Qaeda, folks. It's Al-CIA, it's all staged. The people being taken out of the country are totally innocent.
Well, the torture provides them with the basis for claiming that Al-Qaeda exists because the people who are tortured will confess to anything. So they'll confess to being members of Al-Qaeda.
Well, it's
so
like then, these people with blood coming out of their mouths, black eyes, every night on TV, run by our government in Iraq, you know, and it's called, you know, terrorist in the hands of justice that Alawi's put out. And this is on TV every night in Iraq, dozens of people, over 15 a night, confessing. And they're literally there, and they'll forget their lines and, like, cower in front of the troops in their mask, men in masks with bloody people going, I'm a terrorist, I stole food. You know, everything is terrorism now.
And these people who feature on the TV shows in Iraq are there in the first place because the Alawi government encouraged people for cash bonuses to report on any suspicious behavior. So that's how those people get there in the first place.
I mean, Paul, this is so nightmarish what they're setting up. I mean, this is all off the charts. I mean, not only do these TV shows, quote, torture the terrorist, and then, you know, the torture is always right, or even if he's wrong, he's still rewarded. Well, you tortured that man to death, but he was innocent, but still, you fought for the country. We're promoting you. But now it's these torturing children?
Well, that's the thing. In most cases in these drama shows, the people that they torture turn out to be innocent. So that's another signal they're sending, that the people are always innocent in 90% of the cases.
But the
anyway.
Person that does it is rewarded and is good. And the person who's tortured will thank them. Thank you for torturing me to protect the country. Oh, that's all right. Let's go out to dinner. Good job.
And it plays into the national obsession for heroes to protect us from the latest boogeyman, like Schwarzenegger was the hero throughout the 80s. Now it's people like, you know, Kiefer Sutherland in 24. He's the hero, he's going to protect us, and he has to torture to do it. It's a dirty world, so it has to be done. And it feeds that hero obsession, fixation that people have from watching these drama series and movies. So
and then we see police, in the real world. Oh, you're chained down to the bed. You won't give us a urine sample. I'm going to start tasering you. They think it's normal.
Well, yeah, I mean, the police watch these shows as well. I mean, all the police shows, which aren't, you know, focused around the CIA or the black ops of the American intelligence, like 24. Even in the police shows, like I believe it's NYPD Blue, others of a similar vein, the police torture in those as well to get information. Same case in Britain with the police shows over here. So then the police watch that and think that now that's their new role, that they're allowed to torture to extract whatever information they want to prevent a crime, because crime is now terrorism, as we've been told many times. So the two foggily intertwined.
Yeah, on one Threat Matrix show a few years ago, a year and a half ago when it first came out, I was sent the episode, and the guy is a drug dealer. And they explained to him, we're taking your children, we're going to torture you, we're going to put you in prison for the rest of your life. And he goes, but I'm on a terrorist. They go, yes, drugs are terror. And now, Rubik's Cube sales are terror. Now, complaining too much is terror. And the Homeland Security told the Quad City Times, well, he didn't threaten anybody, but he complained too much. See, they're letting you know. The rock star with the shirt with a gun on it. They go, you can't fly. In fact, we might arrest you. You know, the fellow with the sign in the front of his window, didn't even have a sign in the front of his window. They called and said, let me want to let you know, when the president drives by, no signs allowed. He goes, you know what, I think I'll put a sign up. I mean, everything is terrorism now, Paul.
Well, yeah, and you go back to the Matrix program, which labeled 400,000 American citizens as potential terrorists. Things like that, which were created by a cocaine smuggler who was charged back in the 80s with smuggling drugs. So that's the genesis of it, and it flags up 400,000 American citizens as terrorists. Meanwhile, this secret FBI report says there are no Al-Qaeda cells in America. So, I mean, what is the foundation? What is the basis of terrorism? And it's what you mentioned. It's petitioning the government. It's having any kind of attitude which, in the future, in the world of pre-crime, may become terrorism because you threaten the establishment. So the broad definition of it means that we're all terrorists in the end if we're active.
But meanwhile,
in any kind of
Bush comes out and says, I don't care if Congress funded thousands of Border Patrol. I'm taking that money for something else. We're not going to hire them.
Well, no, it's amazing that at the same time people like Condoleezza Rice and others say that these terrorists are being smuggled and smuggling weapons through the southern border, that they're doing absolutely nothing to secure the southern
border.
Yeah,
Reuters 2 days ago, secret government report, Time Magazine. Al-Qaeda has come across the southern border. More are coming, and they're soon going to kill kids at schools. And, of course, when it happens and the real government ops slip out the back door and they blow some Arab's head off, leave him on the ground dead after he shoots 50 kids, after they say he did, there'll be no discussion about why was the border open. There'll be no discussion. Just that doesn't matter.
And, I mean, that seems to be what they would move into under that pretext, because the major big events like 9/11 always have a thousand holes in them which people can pick apart. If you pick soft targets like schools and theatres, then it's harder to pick apart the evidence of what happened.
Well, the Russians have done a great job. I mean, the theater attack, the Beslan attack, which is now clearly, it was the government, folks. It's simple. You have the forces surround the building, the troops inside start shooting people, they then run out the back door, then the troops shoot the innocent people. It's like a Columbine, and then, oh, we caught a terrorist.
And they learned to use the soft targets after the apartment building was back in the late 90s, which they got away with, which went directly back to the government FSB. So, I mean, that seems to be what they're telling us. Soft targets are the future of terrorism, and it's all going to be government-sponsored.
And also Gladio. Well, let's talk about Gladio when we get back. They're talking about metal detectors in all the malls.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 9-1-1, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right, folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a two-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a four-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Friday from 11 to 2 Central, back from 9 to midnight. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Paul Watson's riding shotgun with us. Got a big guest coming up in the next hour. Paul will stay with us. Of course, your calls, 1-800-259-9231. You know, me and Paul sit here and are almost jousting, just going back and forth with how bad this is. And believe me, I don't have words to, like, integrate all the information into one big statement so you can see all the pieces of this. But we told you after 9/11, they're going to hit soft targets. They're going to train you about total police state in key cities, national security events, total police state in the airports. And then it's going to be the bus stops, the highways, the schools, everywhere. It's all turning into a lockdown, the bridges. And this is what they're doing. And we've got the FBI reports. They're going to have metal detectors and searches when you go into any of the shopping malls. This is going to be the new world everywhere. Worse than Russia was never this bad. Nazi Germany, maybe. And here's the deal, folks. Of course, if it was real Al-Qaeda, if they really existed outside of the CIA, Al-Qaeda, as if, you know, men with machine guns, as if a security guard searching you at the entrance to the mall, as if they wouldn't just gun the security guard down. None of it has anything to do with security. Troops and checkpoints everywhere is about oppressing you and setting up a system for mass arrest and control. Paul?
Well, that's the case. And the point with soft targets is that, you know, 95% of Americans don't go anywhere near and never will, never have large buildings in major cities like the World Trade Center. But if you attack soft targets like train stations, schools, which are part of people's everyday lives, then the threat is brought to their front doorstep, which is why it's so much more effective, which is what Gladio was about, as you mentioned before the break. Where one of the agents of it, Vincenzo Vincaguerra, said, quote, "You had to attack civilians, the people, women, children, innocent people, unknown people, far removed from any political game. The reason was quite simple, to force the public to turn to the state to ask for greater security."
Now, for those that don't know, I want to later in the show, after this guest is on with us, get into this, because this is official. This is admitted. This is declassified. The U.S. government, for a decade, bombed and murdered men, women, and children in Europe, predominantly in Italy, to get a police state set up there. Paul?
Yeah, it was all over Europe. It was Italy, France, West Germany, Greece. And it was called the strategy of tension, fomenting fear to keep the populations in awe of strongmen who vowed to protect them from the terrorists.
And read what the man who later became the head of their security services. And, of course, their president, former president, has said this too. But read what he said about it again.
He said, "You had to attack civilians, the people, women, children, innocent people, unknown people, far removed from any political game. The reason was quite simple, to force the public to turn to the state to ask for greater security." Then there's the Pentagon document field manual FM3031B. Which states U.S. Army intelligence must have the means of launching special operations which will convince host country governments and public opinion of the reality of the insurgent danger. So again, that smacks of Operation Northwoods. It's got similar rhetoric and it had the same purpose.
And again, so it's not like we're on the air saying elements of the government are behind this. Over and over again, we have their documents. They do not debate their authenticity. It's admitted. I mean, who stands to gain from 9/11, folks? Did you think the Arabs would really do that and bring down the wrath of the biggest military on the face of the globe? Paul, folks better wake up out there and realize this is not even a radical broadcast. What we've got with mainstream media is just radical, dumbed-down garbage.
Well, I mean, when this kind of thing is on the National Security Archive website, how radical is it?
We just want to save these women and children, folks. I mean, really, it makes me... I get sick at my stomach thinking about these killers. They're out there, they're getting more power, the events are getting bigger, and then we have to watch them pose as our saviors after they do it. Second hour coming up.
Berkey Water.